celebrating Christmas is, of course, about Jesus celebrating his coming into the world. And it's so fitting, so appropriate, that the church will give us, usually the first Sunday after the celebration of Christmas, the 25th, will give us the celebration, the feast day of dedicated to the Holy Family. Indeed, the Christmas story, we always talk about, of course, the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph. The readings, today's scripture readings, can help us to perhaps, I wouldn't say understand, because sometimes we become so much, you know, focused on the idea, I have to understand, that we think that faith is like science, that we have to understand and see. And faith is not contrary to science, but it's not the same thing. It's a different way of understanding that we seek here. To understand, not only to talk about the Holy Family, but the mission of the family as a whole. It is not by chance, it is not by accident, that God chose to come into the world to become one like us in a family. Not only God has given the human race, his sons and daughters, is given us such a dignity in Jesus' birth, he's also giving that same dignity to the family. This year has been a great year, in a sense, for families. The past 2 years, let's say, in the church, because the church this year, last September, there was this encounter of International Encounter of the Family that happened in Philadelphia. And because of that, when Pope came to visit the United States, he attended, concluded that meeting. So his talk, if you had the chance to listen, to see how beautiful it was, how it was all over the media, even though the same media has often criticized the Catholic Church when the Catholic Church talks about family. And usually the criticism is that the Catholic Church does not catch up with times. We are like a little behind. In their views, like 200 or 300 years behind. Church time, that's a little, you know. But sometimes that's what we heard. And here we have the scriptures that if we pay close attention, they will be dealing with the Pope Francis in his speeches. He has many gifts, but one great gift that he has is the capacity. He's able to convey the message in such simple words, not simplistic, not diminishing the word, but making it so available, so understandable, so in such a way easy perhaps to follow. No, daily life not necessarily easier, but makes it, you know, nice to the ears. We heard first reading talking about respect and beautiful words, words of wisdom, the respect that we give our elders, the care that we give, the time that we give will never be forgotten. Those are simple words, but they carry on all that respect, all that honor, to the point that it is a commandment that we have. Honor thy father and mother. The letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, which we might say, well, that's updated, and we need some updating there, you know, come to our time. But it is talking about forgiveness. It is also talking about respect. And that's not, has never been and never will be outdated. The church does not move forward according to the latest fashion. Because fashion, trends, they do change from time to time and faster and faster these days. Real values, truth, they remain. And that's what we celebrate. That's what we celebrate. Often misunderstood, because people see that when we announce, and the church has the right to announce the goodness and the blessing of the family and of children, the children has the right to announce that. And many will say, well, the church is doing that, the church is discriminating against others. But the church is not discriminating. And the church respects, in a sense, because the church is not disseminating hate in any way. Some people say that, because they are misunderstanding. If some people act that way, they are not acting according to church teachings. And sometimes we get mixed up with things. Third, the church teaches love. But today's gospel, you know, we come today celebrating Jesus' birth, and the Holy Family gives us the only passage in the scriptures that talk about Jesus when he was 12 years old. Is this passage from Luke, which ends what we call the infant's narratives, the two chapters, the Gospel of Luke, that will talk about Jesus' birth and up to when he was 12. Yet, it shows us also what context of family Jesus was. It just says that every year, Mary and Joseph would go down to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. That shows that Mary and Joseph were very religious. They observed the commandments and the laws of the traditions of their people, the Jewish people, the people from Israel at that time. They were faithful. And they would bring Jesus along. Of course, they could not understand what that boy was doing and answering and talking to the teachers of the law. They could not understand at that moment. And it's beautiful that Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient. The next chapter of the Gospel of Luke will talk about Jesus coming to be baptized when he was about 30 years old, we believe, by John the Baptist and start his preaching. So all those years within the context of a family. To celebrate the Holy Family is to celebrate the vocation, the call from God that each family is called to be a holy family as well, a sacred place. And sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes it becomes, how could I say, too casual. Sometimes it's not a place, when I say it's a holy place, because it's a sacred place, because it's a place of prayer. is their prayer in our family. It is a place of forgiveness. Forgive one another. We're celebrating the Year of Mercy, and today is especially the celebration dedicated for the family, the Year of Mercy, as the family, as the place of forgiveness. Together as a family, expecting God's forgiveness, but together one forgiving each other. And that has to go on every day. Every day. You know, family go to bed, to sleep, holding grudges and anything against each other. No. Forgiveness, respect, honor. We might say those are old values. No. They are as important and good today as they have always been. So we pray for all our families, near and far, close or not. And the Pope also spoke, saying, there is no perfect family. We know that. We might find our family is not perfect. But we have a model, and we need a goal to follow. So we have the Holy Family as our example. And we have to look together as a family to that perfection that is not there yet, because we are not perfect. That's why we need forgiveness. That's why we need understanding. That's why more and more we need that respect toward each other. So we pray that each family will really know in their heart that they have a mission, they have a vocation, that they are called not only to come and live together. It's not a boarding house. Let's not it become a boarding house. But let us, all our families, become sacred, a sacred space where people know that while they're living, it's not by accident, but it's God's call. It is God's grace and has God's blessing upon them. And may all our families feel that way, that they are blessed, that they are sacred places, and they may imitate the best family of all, the Holy Family.